Never mind the beat jocks. With Shush Waterford, lose yourself in Shush on the Mall. For more, visit shushwaterford.ie. Never mind the beat jocks. On Beat 102-103.
It is Beat 102-103. It is New Year's Eve. And it is Never Mind the Beat Jocks.
Yes!
Happy New Year!
Having slight deja vu because we've already done the traditional Christmas Never Mind the Beat Jocks, but we're back again this week because it's the end of the decade. We're looking back on the last 10 years.
Yeah. Before, have you done an end of a decade?
No, never. I can't remember what I had for breakfast earlier.
Can I just say that you and me and Niall and Darren have nearly spent two decades together.
We have.
Yeah.
That's fun.
But the tens are dead, baby. And we're here for the
what
wake.
What do we call these now? The 20s?
The 20s.
What do we call the 20s? Oh, just the 20s.
The 20s. We're into the 20s tomorrow. Wow.
The 20s.
We're going to see. We're going to see over the next hour or so how much of the decade we remember and how much of it completely went out of our heads as soon as it happened.
All of it.
Will I give you an idea of how much can happen in 10 years?
Yes.
If we were sat here 10 years ago and it was, yeah, we're about to start 2010, say, nobody would know what an iPad was because it hadn't been introduced yet. Mm-hmm. It was only later that year. Nobody would know what Instagram or Snapchat or Tinder is. And we were probably still using Bebo.
Yeah.
In Ireland. We were the last to let go of it.
Still writing on that wall.
And Ed Sheeran was still busking and sleeping on Jamie Foxx's couch.
Oh,
so a lot has happened in the last 10 years. And as I said, we'll find out how much we can remember. Oh, by the way, let's introduce the teams. To my right, we have Orla Apple.
Hello.
We have Trish Archer.
Hi.
And Dave Hammond.
Happy almost 2020, people.
Yep. Have you come up with a team name, by the way?
The Dots.
Fair enough.
That brainchild of Orla Rappaport.
Orla really prides herself on her team
dots.
Names.
She's going to get 2 points for her team names.
Yeah, yeah. You might need it later
you know
on.
Why we're called the Dots?
No, go on.
Well, you see,
please explain.
That's David.
Okay.
I'm Orla.
Yeah. And this is Trish. D-O-T. Oh,
amazing. Thank you.
Amazing.
The Dots.
Yeah.
Forevermore.
It seems like we've started the celebration a little early. For
yeah. Yep. You guys better come up with an equally impressive name. Oh. We have Shona.
Hello.
And we have Darren.
Hiya.
And we have Debbie.
Hello.
What are you guys called?
What are we called?
I think we're called the Double
the
D's.
The Double D's.
DDS.
Oh, yeah. DDS. The Double D's. Yeah. Okay. You were wanting
you
to say.
Know why that is?
I wanted to say. So. I think they're good, Orla.
That's Debbie.
Good.
Yeah.
Darren.
Shona.
Oh, no way. Is that why?
Yeah.
It's ingenious. Can you give me that to me one more time?
It's ingenious. You will also have heard Niall Power.
Yes, yes. I'm official score creeper, as you called me last week.
Yes. And also providing both teams a lifeline, a new rule change for this year.
You did too well last week.
No.
Hang on. When I was called on... Did I get the right answer?
Yeah, but it was too right little answer. Too late for them, though.
When I was needed, yeah. I was
you stepped
there.
Stepped up.
Each team has one opportunity during the quiz. They only can do it once. If they don't know the answer to a question, to call on Niall for 2 points.
And when our team call on Niall, we're going to say we need the Donuts.
The what?
No.
Right, can we get to the first round?
Yes, please.
I don't
Let's
get
go.
It.
Yeah.
Niall.
Well,
I'm
never. I'm more, lad. That's not true.
And do you want to know why?
Television is first. We have 10 years of worth of TV to Woo-hoo! Look back on.
Never mind the beat jocks. On Beat 102-103.
Television kicks us off as it normally does, and never mind the beat jocks. 2 points for a correct answer here. 1 point if you confer and get the help of your teammates. And don't forget, you have that Ask Niall decision to make as well at some point.
Don't forget.
Yeah. Right, we're going to start with the Dots.
Yay!
Orla, team captain, I presume?
Yes, of course.
Okay. You are going to get the theme tune of a TV show that started in the last... How did I work this out? Yeah, it started at some point in the last 10 years,
okay.
And it's still going is your clue. So do you know what TV show this is?
I'll have to confer because I have no clue what that is.
On this one,
well, we can all confer together.
No, I know, but before even Orla answers, can me and Trish even talk?
Yeah, I'd
about
say so.
I don't. Well, anyway, you've conferred.
I'm going to have to confer.
Conferring anyway, yeah.
Sorry.
What did you think?
Conferring for a point straight away.
What did he say?
Without
no,
the voices.
What did he say? Sorry.
Yeah, it is.
What did he say?
Oh, sorry.
No, it's not.
I don't know.
No. I 100% thought it was.
No. So this could be anything. Give us a clue. So
it started in the last 10 years and it's still going.
And it's still on.
Oh.
Do we use Niall this early?
I really think that.
No, it's definitely not what you're saying.
It's okay. Not that, no.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah.
No, it sounds really upbeat though.
Yeah.
Very
like reality
no.
Showish.
No. Doesn't sound no, like they know.
No, that's not.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like
that. Do you know what? We're going to go with. What are we going to go with, eh? Anything at all.
We can't hear it again by any chance, can we?
It's still going.
No.
No.
See, all the crashing and all, it makes me think it's some sort of DIY-ish type thing or some sort of reality game showy, make thing. Ugh.
Three, two.
Oh, a comedy. I'm going to say it is How I Met Your Mother. No, that's over. Oh, go on. I don't know.
No, no, don't know. Yeah. Goes
what
across.
What do you think, Joe?
For a point.
What do you think? Anything?
I don't know anything.
They have nothing.
Hang on, we didn't say we didn't have anything.
Darren doesn't.
No.
Any kids' programs?
We need an answer.
No, we need an answer here, guys. Hey, no, nothing.
No,
no, no, it's not the Grand Tour. It's Bob's Burgers.
Oh, oh.
No.
Yeah.
What is Bob's Burgers?
It's like a Family Guy spin-off type thing.
Yeah, it's a car. It's animated.
The wannabe Simpsons.
It is one of the best shows on TV if you watch it. Now, next question for the dots, Trish.
Okay.
Demogorgon! Will, your action!
I don't know!
Fireball him!
They have to roll a 13 or higher!
Too risky, cast a protection spell!
Don't be a- Fireball him!
Cast protection!
The Demogorgon is tired of your silly human bickering! It stops towards you! Fireball! Oh, where'd it go?
I don't know!
Is it a 13?
I don't know!
Oh where
god,
is
oh
it?
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Hi! Is it a 13?
Mom, we're in the middle of a campaign!
You mean the end? 15 after!
No! Oh my god.
There you go. That is from the opening scene of Stranger Things.
Oh, man, what question are you going to ask now?
Oh, what is the name of that show?
Yes, no, why not?
It became a worldwide sensation after its first premiere in 2016 on Netflix. Three series have aired in total. Yeah, I want to know the surname of the twin brothers who created it. The Something Brothers comes up at the start of every single show.
Yeah, do you know it?
Yeah, I got
do
it.
You yeah,
know
go
it?
On, Kurt.
It's the...
Confirming?
Go,
yeah,
go.
It's the Russo brothers.
The sorry?
The
say it again?
No, hold on, sorry.
Oh, don't doubt yourself now.
What's going on here?
Part of me is having to do Dufresne's. Am I right in that? No, no. Go for the Russos.
Yeah,
I
don't just
know.
Say
Russo
that.
Brothers.
Not the Russo brothers.
Oh,
goes across.
Oh. Then it's the...
Opening credits,
I
every episode.
D for some reason.
Mm, yeah.
So do I.
Really
created by...
yeah, because you just get the intro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Duffer Brothers.
Damn
the
it.
Duffer Brothers will get you guys a point.
Yes.
Yep.
Well done.
Good, well done.
Matt and Ross.
Sorry.
It's been a massive success for them.
Fill me with confidence for my question, but go on.
Brilliant. Your question is as follows. Okay, I'm going to play your audio after because to play it before would be too much of a clue.
Oh.
I want to know, in December 2015, with Storm Desmond battering the country, which RTE news reporter warned us to not take unnecessary journeys?
That's very easy.
Oh, he's smiling, but he actually doesn't know the name.
It's just when it comes down to this
yeah,
part of the thing where you're
yeah,
so
you're,
sure.
And
you're
pretty
yourself.
Sure it's Theresa Mannion.
Yeah. It is Theresa Mannion.
Phew.
Any excuse to play the clip?
Yeah.
So once again, Angus, I think the message tonight is safety at all costs. Don't make journeys unless absolutely necessary. Don't take risks on treacherous roads. Stay in, stay warm if you can.
And likewise, time for you to get in now out of that rain. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa.
I miss Angus.
Yeah.
He's busy running his alpaca farm.
Yeah.
Is he not on anymore?
No.
To run his alpaca farm.
Did he indeed?
I thought you were joking. And
no,
was
he has an alpaca farm.
He has an alpaca. And
okay.
Him and his compact have gone to mind
what
the alpacas.
Love him.
Fair enough. So we come to the DDS.
Double D's.
Double D's. Hey. Sorry, double D's. Shona, Darren and Debbie.
Debbie. Oh.
Hi, nice to meet you.
That'd be the D.
Shona, you're going to get the theme tune from a TV show that started in the last decade. And can you tell me what it is? It's a big show. Any idea what it is?
Don't go to the obvious. I know it. Okay, I'll confer then.
Conferring for a point.
The Walking Dead.
Okay. The Walking Dead is correct.
Yes.
We both said, three of us said Game of Thrones.
And then I think Darren said, don't go for the obvious.
They're
just all those epic ones.
I was going to
say my favorite show.
Okay.
Yeah, Walking Dead gets you the 1 point. Your next question in TV goes to Darren. Take a listen to this.
I rushed to get on the last flight back to London, and I remember being on this flight back to London, covered in fake blood, exhausted, and just sobbing very loudly on the plane. And people looking at me quite strangely, because it looks like I just murdered someone and got on a flight, which in fact I hadn't. I'd been murdered.
That's Game of Thrones actor Richard Madden telling GQ about one of the most famous and shocking episodes of the series. It aired in 2013, series 3, episode 9. Now, its official title was The Reigns of Castamere, and it featured, spoiler alert.
I'm okay with that.
The assassination of Robb Stark at an event which is what the episode is mostly referred to now. What was the title, Darren Rice, major Game of Thrones fan?
The Red Wedding.
Yeah.
The Red Wedding. We'll get you that point. 2 points indeed. Good knowledge. And guys, your final TV question, Debbie.
Yes.
Like Dave before you, I'm going to ask you the question straight away.
Okay.
And then the audio will follow. It's from a UTV news report which went viral in January of 2015. As the country was hit by blizzards. What did Derry native Rory McSorley say you wouldn't be long getting?
Oh no.
I know.
I don't know, Darren.
Frostbit.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, Darren.
Conferring for a point. Here it is.
Oh God, it's desperate. God, the mountains is brave and close now, right enough. Oh God, it's wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the mother says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbite.
There you go.
Mary, why can't we get him on?
I know. What's he doing now, I ask you? He's frozen in the mountains somewhere in Derry. There you go. That is the TV round. Niall Power, scorekeeper.
Okay, Dots have got 2 points after that round, but the double Ds are on 5.
Oh,
wow.
And next up, it is news events from 2010 to 2019. So God knows it could be anything. It's next on B102 103.
Never mind the beat jocks. On beat 102 103.
It's beat 102 103. It is New Year's Eve. We're almost at 2020. So what better time to look back on the last 10 years? It is Never Mind the Beat Jocks. And it is Shona, Darren and Debbie.
Hello.
The double Ds.
Yeah.
Against Orla, Trish and Dave. Not in that order because they're called the Dots.
Don't ask her to explain it again. It's not necessary.
Yeah.
There is.
Niall Power is keeping score, and he is also a lifeline for both teams should they choose somewhere along the way. If they don't know an answer, they can ask Niall. See if he knows. Remind us of the scores ahead of round
it's
two.
It's 5-2 to the double Ds at the moment.
That's not good.
No.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
3 points in it as we head into the news events round. So these all made headlines in the last 10 years. Audio for each question, and your a question will follow. So Orla,
yes,
take a listen to this.
The first time I had a Guinness was when I came into Shannon Airport.
Right.
We were flying into Afghanistan. And so we had to stop in Shannon. It was the middle of the night. And I tried one of these, and I realized it tastes so much better here than it does in the States. But what I realized was that you guys are, you're keeping all the best stuff here.
That's Barack Obama on the lash during his 2011 visit to Ireland. Much of the attention focused on his visit to his ancestral home in which town on the Offaly Tip border?
Moneygall.
Moneygall, we'll get you 2 points.
Good job.
They even opened, what is the name of the services?
Barack Obama Plaza. Oh, thank you.
No bonus points, yeah, the Barack Obama Plaza. Who else visited in 2011?
The Queen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We were there in
at the Rocket Castle, yeah.
Yeah, we were.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we didn't.
What's she like?
No.
We were kept at least 8 miles from her, but
we didn't get to meet the Queen, but we saw every garden in the country was there.
Just take this opportunity to say it's one of the items we mentioned in this episode of Girl Talk, if you want to check it out on all platforms.
Queen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good segue.
Well done.
The boss will be delighted. Trish, your question from news events from the last 10 years. What could be going on here?
In the end, he did not walk out. The police walked in. 7 years self-imposed carry-on concluding in an angry carry-out.
No one is above the law.
Julian Assange is no hero. He is hidden from the truth for years and years. And it is right that his future should be decided in the British judicial system.
During every question, Orla Rappel goes, yeah, I know this.
Yeah.
And then the basic detail is given away in the clip and she goes, no.
You think after 18 I'd get this.
I know, yeah. Channel 4 news report from April of this year, actually, following the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Can you tell me at which embassy in London he'd been living since he was granted asylum back in 2012? Mm-hmm. Which country's embassy? Mm-hmm.
Orla points at her as if to say, mm-hmm.
She's waiting.
Hang on. Girly.
Because I think I got it, but oh.
Give it a go.
Give it a go.
Tell us what letter it begins with.
No, no. That's cheating.
Go for it.
Don't forget, you have a lifeline as well, should you wish to go straight to Niall Power.
I think we need to use the tough ones for him.
Let's confer.
No, okay. What did you think?
I'm not even going to bother conferring.
Conferring for a point? So which embassy?
I think so. I think so. Just to annoy them.
There for 7 years.
She's
just
looking at Niall.
I'm dying to hear what they're
on.
Just to annoy them.
What did you think? Yeah, as in...
Get in nice and close to a mic there.
What did you think?
He has no guess. Okay.
I'm going to say...
So our captain has said Russia.
Not the Russian embassy.
It's the Ecuadorian.
Yeah. It is the Ecuadorian embassy.
That would annoy
them. Just to annoy them.
Ecuadorians.
Question number 3 for the dots in the news round. Have a listen, Dave Hammond.
So Darren, I accept your challenge. Now I'm going to challenge Beyoncé, Jennifer Lopez, and Lil Wayne. Let's go, guys.
One of the biggest viral trends of the decade was the ice bucket challenge, which spread across the globe and reached its height of popularity here in 2014. Celebrities like Cristiano Ronaldo, you heard there, and us mere mortals alike emptied buckets of freezing water over our heads, all in order to raise funds to research which disease.
You know this.
Oh my God.
Well, I know this, so you'll be grand.
Well, we said that the last time.
No, I definitely know this.
Russia!
I definitely know just this. I definitely know this now, Dave.
And saying that, Orla, doesn't actually help. For you know, I
am 100% sure I know this.
There's three letters in it, and that's how I know it.
Oh, Jesus.
We're O and M, two of the letters.
when you're panicking and you're feeling the pressure.
Orla just really wants to tell the answer.
I'd get it wrong. I'd get them in the wrong order.
Okay. Can I say it? Say the American version or the European version?
I have either.
So it's either ALS or motor neuron disease.
Yeah, either will have done me.
Nice one.
Over €1 million was raised in Ireland alone, with hundreds of millions raised around the globe. Who in here did it?
I did it.
Did you donate your tenors?
Did so, yeah.
That's the news round questions to the dots. And three more to go. They're for the double D's. And Shona, you get the first one. Have a listen to this, and your question is on the way.
Who the f*** do you think you are sending me messages like that? You haven't a clue about me and what I go through in my life. The neck of you saying that to me. Yes,
boy. Best clip ever.
Neck.
It was this decade's Zip Up Your Mickey, really.
Yeah, it was.
Of Twink from the previous 10 years. Conor McGregor's sister, Aoife, do we still have to say allegedly, or does it known that it was her now?
Allegedly.
Left that voice message as a reply to a previous one in April of 2018 after she apparently failed to honour an appointment at what kind of establishment, Shona?
I'm
going to confer because I know that Darren is 100%.
Mm. Okay. I think it's a dog
I know
groomer.
This.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought it was a...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Is it the dog groomers?
It is a dog groomers.
Yes,
thank God.
Nice.
Yeah. I doubt she went back.
I'd say she had the neck to go back.
That'll get you 1 point. Darren... Your news question, have a listen to this.
This is very rare. For an airplane to disappear is not normal. I think we have, at this hour, every reason to expect that this is not going to be a good outcome. A big airplane like this, losing radar contact, it usually ends up in tragedy.
An ABC News report after the disappearance of flight MH370 in March of 2014 remains one of the greatest aviation mysteries, not just of the decade, but of all time. What airline did the plane belong to?
Malaysian Airlines. Yeah.
I'll get you the points. Well, 2 points. Yeah. And they are still no closer to solving it.
Mm. Yeah.
Just
really
disappeared.
No.
Yeah. Absolutely no clue.
That's
weird. So weird. Well done, Darren. Final news question of the round goes to Debbie Ridgard.
Hello. Yes.
Question on the way after this.
The leafy Minneapolis suburb that dentist Walter Palmer calls home. A lot of animal lovers and not much sympathy for their now notorious neighbour.
I think it's somewhat egregious, almost what I would characterise as criminal, that someone would find it enjoyable to shoot such a beautiful creature. Just so they can say they have a trophy.
July 2015, hunter Walter Palmer drew worldwide condemnation, as we heard in that Sky News report, when it emerged he had killed a popular 13-year-old lion who lived at National Park in Zimbabwe. Debbie, what was the name of the lion?
Oh, that's really hard.
Thank you, show.
No, it went viral. Jimmy Kimmel cried on television and everything.
Oh.
I could tell you the name of the gorilla that got shot, but I couldn't tell you the name of the lion.
Yeah, do you remember the gorilla?
Do you know?
No. I don't, but...
And I saw Niall's face and I don't think he knows it.
So I feel like I need to guess it.
Something. Yeah, go on, guess it.
Guess.
Sinbad?
Oh, no, goes across though.
Oh.
All right, so it's something like Sinbad.
Yeah, it was Sinbad.
I thought Orla would remember this.
I bet Simba.
Simba? Simba.
Not Simba. It had a set in it, all right. It was Cecil the Lion.
Oh, yeah.
Now that you say it.
Now that I say it, indeed.
Now that you say it, we know.
As he already said, it wasn't the only high-profile animal killing of the decade. Tell us about Harambe.
Harambe. R.I.P.
Oh, it was a gorilla. Didn't the kid get in the enclosure and they shot the gorilla and the kid?
Yeah.
I don't have it written down. Who remembers the giraffe in Denmark? Remember they did
that they put down. They euthanized in front of children.
And they did an autopsy on it.
Yeah.
And it was
Why did they do that?
To show children what
that was.
Circle of life shiz.
It was more educational.
Very
but there you
grim
go.
Grim for New Year's Eve.
We're just keeping it real, yo. Scorekeeper extraordinaire Niall Power, what's
okay,
the score?
I don't want to know.
The dots have 5 points and the double D's have slightly stretched their lead to 9 points.
Oh, hey, nice one. Ooh.
So 4 points in it as we head into the music intros round.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Of the decade. Now, come on.
Yeah.
I don't want to guess.
Never mind the Beat Jocks. On Beat 102-103.
Beat 102-103. It's New Year's Eve. It is Never Mind the Beat Jocks.
Woohoo!
Looking back on the last decade, because we are about to hit 2020.
We are.
It is... The dots against the double D's.
That's us.
How many points in it, Niall?
It is 4 points in at the moment. 9-5.
9-5, and we are into the music intros round. Dots are going first, so
I feel sick. I do not want to do this.
You'll be okay. You'll be okay.
We have Trish and Trish and Orla.
Yeah.
Singing to Dave Hammond, and he has to tell us either the artist or the name of the song for 2 points.
Okay.
Off you go.
Do 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 do
do do do do do
do
do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do. Whoa!
Dave hasn't said a word.
Yeah, because I genuinely haven't a clue. And I know they're doing a really good job. I know they are. And I'm really, really sorry. I have no clue. But I do know that Niall Power knows.
Oh.
Oh my God. Pressure.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay, I believe it was a great job, girls. I believe it was the script.
Yes!
And I believe it was superheroes.
Yes!
Well done,
let's take a listen.
Power.
Even in the right key, well done. Everybody for the...
Oh!
Released in July 2014 and
great
it was number
song.
One in Ireland.
Song.
Second song before y'all forget it.
Okay.
You want to see the faces?
Oh, you want to see the face of me?
It does that for the whole song.
Do, 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 do.
So again,
what are the hand moves? The aggression robot.
It's the robot.
And it's definitely dun, dun, dun. It's not like bomb, bomb, bomb.
No, it's high pitch now.
Thank you. Thank you, Niall.
Oh,
you've used your lifeline here, so
really, really annoying. I'm going to confer with the girls. What is it? What do you think it is?
If Dave doesn't have a clue, it goes across.
It's going across.
And Rihanna, We Found Love.
Yeah,
it is. Here it is. So obvious when you know.
Of course, it also created one of the most memorable showbiz moments of the decade.
Which was?
Because Calvin got banned from performing that on X Factor with Rihanna because of the pineapple Jedward incident.
Oh, yeah,
and also the farmer who told Rihanna to cover up her ditties.
Oh, in Northern Ireland.
Was that video?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on both Rihanna's and Calvin Harris's albums around the time.
That's so, embarrassing. Well done, guys. You did a great job. I'm so sorry.
I thought they were very good renditions. Yeah. Dave,
you're dead, Dave.
You should be an acquirer.
Not only did I not get the two questions, I've also used our lifeline. So.
Yeah, you got 2 points.
You actually did a smart thing. That was the only smart thing you did.
Oh, wow.
The aggression from your own teammate.
There is some New Year shade being thrown in this room. So, the double Ds get to sing their intros. Who's singing, by the way?
Me and Shona.
Darren and Shona singing to Debbie, and let's have it.
Okay. Do, do, do. Do, do. Do 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 do.
I think if you start again.
Oh. I know this.
Yeah,
okay, do the second part again.
Heads in hands. What is it, Debbie? 2 points for either artist or song.
Oh no.
Does Niall know it?
Oh, we can't ask.
Oh no.
We can't trust
you. You have a lifeline.
No,
you can't ask if he knows it. Like, I don't know if. I don't know if he knows it.
It's on the tip of my tongue, and I don't think Niall knows it.
Gonna have to push you. Even the artist?
Throw the name.
No.
Crap. Okay,
Who are they? No, Nathan. No.
Cascada.
No, it's not Cascada.
I think it's the Coronas.
Oh. Yeah, that'll do you.
Yes.
Coronas.
Well,
and Addicted to Progress.
Yeah, that was really well done.
Good pianoing, guys.
Very well done.
The lead single from the album Closer to You in 2011.
Now here's my showbiz fact for that. The Coronas, of course, performed at our 10th birthday gig at Day Tripper in Waterford in 2013.
Yes. There you go.
That's nice. The show was about to forget. Move along there, please, Vincent.
Vinny, I totally forgot to tell you, but Danny from the Coronas was actually at the John Mayer concert that we went to.
Once again, that's lovely, but Shona's about to forget. So
he was asking for you.
Am I distracting you? I'm so sorry.
Second intro.
Yes, got it. Gaudier.
Yes!
Yeah, there you go.
I thought that was old McDonald's out of five.
That was so huge. It was released in 2011 and one of the biggest selling singles of the decade. Number one in 26 countries.
And now he's just somebody that you used to know.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey.
Although if you made the money he made off of that track, you wouldn't be bothered about knowing
anybody.
Not
at all.
Good singing. The best I've heard for a long
time. Very well.
Thank you.
Well
done. Who? Sorry, from which side?
Orla. Good. Excuse Bless me.
I'm in the choir.
Fantastic.
What key is this in?
Orla's new resolution should be to be less defensive.
Then it would be me.
Niall, what has that done to the scores?
It hasn't really done much. 3 points each in that round, so it stays with a 4 point gap. 12 points to 8 to the double D's.
Okay. So yeah, we move on next. And what is it next? It's movies.
Movies.
Nice one. Okay.
Never mind the beat jocks. On beat 102-103.
Never mind the beat jocks. Well, I was going to say a year, but there's no year. It's all years over the last 10 years. We're looking back on the last decade, the tens. It's Shona and Darren and Debbie.
Hey. Hello.
Double D's against Dave, Trish and Orla.
The dots.
The dots.
I prefer if you said Dave, Orla and Trish.
Get it in order.
Because it actually makes sense.
We're not sitting correctly.
You're not sitting in order. I'm just looking around the room. I see, I say.
Okay.
Do you know, can I just say real quick, I've never seen Nevermind the Buzzcocks. I know the name of it, but what is the, is it?
What is that show? That doesn't exist.
What are you on about?
Is this never heard of it?
This is not on kids' TV, that's what you know.
Is it on Disney Channel? I only have Disney Channel.
Or Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm. It's tough.
Niall is the scorekeeper, and speaking of scores,
12-8 to the double D's.
To the double D's. Okay, so some ground to be made up in this round. The dots go first. You are about to hear two movie trailers,
okay,
as is the norm.
Okay.
And you need to tell me what the movies are. So your first one is this.
I need you to help me make a fake movie.
So you want to come to Hollywood and act like a big shot without actually doing anything?
Yeah.
You'll fit right in. You need a script?
Science, fantasy, adventure.
Moonscape, Mars, desert.
You need an exotic location to shoot.
You need a producer.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir. By far.
I know everyone who's in this. I know what it's about. Haven't a clue what it's called.
Oh, God.
Oh. Isn't it the one that was...
Yeah, but if you say it, they might guess, and then we're in trouble.
Come in.
Okay, yeah.
Huddle. She does not know.
There's a huddle. God, I thought she looked really confident there. I thought the answer was coming straight off the top of her tongue.
That's the face she's made for most of them.
Yeah. As I said earlier,
I love how we're talking about her as if she's not in the room.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's saying. What are you saying?
I'm conferring.
So do you know what that movie is?
I think that's it.
Entourage, the movie.
Not Entourage, the movie.
Oh.
No. It's John Goodman. He's a producer.
There's no. I know what. I don't know the name, but
trying to make a cowboy movie.
Yeah.
Isn't it out in the desert? They try to make a cowboy movie.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I don't know.
They don't know either.
No.
It has Ben Affleck.
John Goodman. Anyway, I know that voice anywhere.
Oh. And Ben Affleck is in it too, isn't he, Finney?
No points for who's in it, but do you know the name of it?
No.
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 Just make up
Argo.
A name.
Oh, in the last second, he got it.
Yes! Yes!
Let's do
it. Oh my God.
If anything, Orla, you gave him the clue he needed.
Don't say that.
You gave him the clue he needed.
Well done. Well, the CIA did the thing
in Israel.
To get them out of the embassy.
They had to make a fake movie to go in and get the hostages out of Iran.
That's amazing.
So there you go. So that's your first movie trailer, and it is the double D's who clean up with a point there.
Yes.
The Dots, second movie. Do you know what this is?
Get out.
Yeah.
Some guy called over here, a doctor. He's looking for a driver. You interested?
I am not a medical doctor. I'm a musician. I'm about to embark on a concert tour in the Deep South. What other experience do you have? Public relations. Do you foresee any issues in working for a black man? You and the Deep South, there's gonna be problems. This gentleman says that I'm not permitted to dine here. I'm afraid not.
How does he smile and shake their hands like that?
Because it takes courage to change people's hearts.
Oh, I never heard of it.
Huddle again.
The movie.
Hmm?
I want to say Green Book.
Yay!
Oh, wow, well done.
2018, inspired by the true story of pianist Don Shirley's tour of the Deep South. Well done, 2 points there.
Good job.
That's for the dots. Let's see how the double D's get on with their movie round. Two trailers are coming your way. Do you know what they are? Number one.
We had it all. You were a movie star, remember? I like that poster.
You wrote this adaptation?
I did, yeah.
And you're directing and starring in your adaptation. That's ambitious.
Are you afraid people will say you're doing this play to battle the impression that you're a washed-up comic strip character?
Now you're about to destroy what's left of your career. You know I'm right. Let's go back one more time and show them what we're capable of.
Darren knows.
Very confident.
Come on,
Reiser.
Birdman.
Birdman is right.
Good man.
2 points. 2014. Yes. Described as deceptively simple, it was a one-take style, and it starred Michael Keaton and Emma Stone.
I just liked it.
Yep. I liked it. I thought it was very good.
Didn't it win Oscars?
Rubbish. Funny we got points for Orla's reviews.
That was rubbish.
Final movie trailer of the round. Double D's, do you know what this is?
She deaf?
Mute, sir. She can hear you.
You clean that lab, you get out. You may think that thing looks human. Stands on two legs, right? But we're created in the Lord's image. You don't think that's what the Lord looks like, do you?
This creature is intelligent, capable of language, of understanding emotions.
Mm. Some strained faces over on Team Double D's.
No, oh. I have an idea of who might be in it, but I don't want to say.
Don't say. Okay. Well, say if you want, but you'd only be given clues across the table.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Say again.
Oh, maybe.
Some whisper. They're trying to hide. They're like footballers walking off the pitch with their hands over their mouths now.
What you got for us?
Any idea before I hand it across?
Oh, something like that. Craft. What is
it? Need an answer here?
I think it's a woman's name.
Just say.
What?
Yeah.
You're going
Anna.
are you laughing at them? No. No, it's not Anna. It goes across.
I know what this is again, but I don't know if I was the title right. I think it's called The Weight of Water.
Can't accept the weight of water.
Oh, the shape of water.
No, I'm not.
Come on.
No, I already.
2020.
They're going to kill me if I give you any more half points and half answers. Yes. No, it's the shape of water.
Okay.
You didn't go over the obvious ones there, Vinny.
Where was Frozen, eh?
Yeah, come on. I was waiting. Jurassic Park was going to be the tough one in my head.
You say I didn't go for the obvious ones, but what do they all have in common?
Oscars.
They all won Best Picture.
Oh.
So there you go. So you can't tell me I didn't go for
Best Pictures ones you don't watch, though.
That's a load of nonsense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just tell them that.
Frozen win Best Picture?
A load of pants, but everybody watched it.
And where was Toy Story 4?
Toy Story
4. Yeah, where's Sporky, eh?
Oh, yeah. Same every year. Gang up on the Quizmaster. I come back and ask you the simplest questions imaginable, and we'll all end in a draw. What fun is that?
I'd be okay with that.
We're definitely not going to end up in a draw. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Is this the last round?
Speaking of non-draws, what's the scores?
Well, the double D stretched a little bit there. It's now 15-10.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Ouch. Sweet. Okay. Oh, well, we have another round to go, and it is the sports round, which is good news for the Dots.
And we still have our...
And we still have our power line.
Award winning.
I like the power line. Good call.
Thanks, man.
The power line?
Oh, I didn't get that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind the beat jocks. On beat. 102, 103.
So one round left in this Never Mind the Beat Jocks of the decade. We're looking back on the tens, 2010 to 2019. And there's a bit in it, isn't there, Niall, the scorekeeper?
There is. There's a gap of 5 points going into the last round with 15 points to 10.
Okay, let's see how you get on. 2 points per answer. And we'll start off with the Dots. And that is Dave, Orla and Trish.
Yeah. Hello.
Your sporting clips and questions to follow.
With a minute of injury time gone, he strikes it high. He's put it away. No. They're not sure. It's going for Hawkeye. It's white.
16 days of glory, punctuated beautifully by this closing ceremony. Britain should be very proud of itself.
This, for me, has a very special feel, as you will understand. I think it's been quite wonderful.
You heard there Ger Canning of RT describing the last action of the 2014 All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final, regarded by many as the greatest game of hurling ever played. Kilkenny beat Tipperary after a replay that year. Between them, they won 7 All-Ireland titles this decade. 3 counties won 1 each. Can you name one of them?
3 counties won
1 All-Ireland each in hurling this decade.
In hurling? Yeah. Galway.
Yeah, Galway will get you 2 points.
Well done.
The others were Clare and Limerick. The second clip you heard there was of the 2012 Olympics in London, one of the sporting highlights of the past 10 years, a great Olympic Games, and it was Ireland's most successful Games ever, winning 6 medals, including Katie Taylor's gold. But what I want to know is, which show jumper won bronze, having previously had a gold medal revoked in 2004, when the horse was doped? So an Irish show jumper.
Okay. Well, I just go.
Okay,
I'm just going to randomly throw this one out here. Is it Keane O'Connor?
It is Keane O'Connor.
Yes. Oh, well done.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, he had won a gold medal in 2004.
Did you just get 2 sporting questions?
Yeah.
Right? Wow.
Thanks to his sister Pippa. Really, I remembered that one.
Yeah. That's
and no clue. I just randomly guessed Galway.
Well. however you get there, Orla, yeah, it all counts.
That's what I say about life in general.
Yeah. So that's your sporting successful round. 2 questions left, and it is Double D's sport. Have a listen to these 2 clips.
It's finished at Sunderland. Manchester United have done all they can. That Rooney goal was enough for the 3 points. Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero.
Your winner by unanimous decision, and the new WBA champ of the world, Katie Taylor.
Irish eyes are smiling. Katie Taylor was terrific tonight.
Your sporting moments from the last decade. First of all, probably the most famous Premier League goal of all time, as described by Martin Tyler of Sky. Sergio Aguero's last gasp winner to secure the title for Man City in 2012. Mm. City went on to win the Premier League 4 times altogether this decade. I want to know which Belgian international raised the trophy on each occasion as the club captain.
Oh.
Man City's captain. Debbie Ridgard.
Oh my God.
Can I just say though, I am fairly sure that Niall would know this.
Yeah, I am too. We've got our lifeline, so why not?
So
lifeline,
power,
take it away.
Up to the plate.
Vincent Kompany.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. That'll get you the points. And secondly, you heard Katie Taylor win her first professional world title in October of 2017. Now in 2019, this year, there's not much of it left, but this year she became a two-weight world champion. Mm. Can you tell me either of the 2 weights that she's won a world title belt at?
Super welterweight, I believe.
Oh, well, you're the sports girl.
No, so welterweight is really heavy.
Well, she's not.
I'm thinking in MMA terms. That's like 170 pounds in MMA, but it's different in boxing.
She's got an award.
Trust her.
We also already won.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
well, go for it. Go for it.
Super welterweight.
Super welterweight.
Oh no!
Don't give that to them.
Can we have it for a point then? What? Can we try for a point?
Go on.
Sure, we'll go at welterweight.
It is welterweight.
Oh, you little thief.
Yeah. I'll give you that one.
I don't know if there is a super welterweight. Maybe
I don't know.
Lightweight or welterweight would have done you. I'll give you the point for welterweight. Does it matter?
No.
Okay. You. I wasn't going to get out of this room alive if it did. No, lightweight and welterweight. And that brings proceedings to a close.
Right, final scores.
Yeah.
Double D's got 18 points.
Eight.
Dot's got 14 points. Weirdly, we were all here last week. It was a much higher scoring game than last week. So people know more about the last 10 years than they know about the last 12 months.
Yeah. And myself and Darren were on both winning teams.
Oh,
wow.
Rub it in.
17
out of
18. Ooh, well, this is only my first year, so you know.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll see you back here at Christmas.
Well, sooner than that, if I can get my plug in, the end of year, end of decade reviews continue. I'm back on air at 4 o'clock counting down the top 50 of 2019.
Yeah.
I'm at 7, Chris Ward are here tomorrow on New Year's Day counting down the top 102 of the decade.
Dead.
Wow.
Nice one.
Fair play.
That's why we pay him the big bucks. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year!
Never mind the beat jocks. On beat 102-103. Never mind the beat jocks with Shush Waterford. Lose yourself in Shush on the Mall. For more, visit shushwaterford.ie.